Hello, I'm Colleen Bradford Krantz, producer at Market to Market. Welcome to this week's Market Plus, which is one of three podcasts we produce. The others are the MTOM and Market Analysis. Subscribe today and thank you for your support.
Welcome into the Friday, November 26, 2021 Market Plus. Back in studio with Chris Robinson and Dr. Ernie Goss, gentlemen. I gave Ernie the last word, and he took them all. So, Chris, I didn't get you a chance to counter what he was talking about at the end of the broadcast. We were looking ahead a little bit. He cited a farm income looking good. When you hear stories like that, Chris, and the headline from somebody who's an economist saying some of those things, there's a but to what he said. What is it?
Well, I would say this. First of all, 2020, going to this 21 crop, farmers actually got a gift because they got the lock in. They didn't know it at the time, but inputs were cheap because crude oil was at $33. And then you got a huge explosion after March when, you know, corn and beans went to 8-year highs. So that was that doesn't happen very often where you get low inputs and high good prices for your outputs. Now, depending on where you sold, that's a whole other story, but you still have the opportunity. Heading into 2022, now with, everybody had, better farm economy. Interest rates probably are going to go up, but also too, cash rents are going to go up. Mm-hmm. So you got interest rates, cash rents, and inputs. So yeah, the prices are higher, and we're heading into 2022. We've got these corn at 560. We've got November beans at 1250, which are great historical prices. Not that long ago, we were at $3 corn and $8 beans. But the question is on that spread, is there going to be a big enough spread for somebody that maybe doesn't own their land, that's a cash rent, that's got to worry about that? That's the key. 2022 has got a lot of risk. I think that, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's going to be 2022 is going to be the year of the spreadsheet because depending on where the prices are now and where they are when you sell them, that's a lot of risk.
Absolutely. I think, we're talking about looking at 2022, I would say less profitable, I think, as you put it together. And it's not just for the cash renters. Your property taxes are also going to rise. Depends on the county, of course, and how fast your assessments go up. But nonetheless, it's going to be some increasing costs. And again, it's the value of the dollar is going to be important. But global trade, in other words, we're looking today, trade exports of agricultural products up 24% from the same period last year. Now, of course, some of that's pandemic, but we're talking about boom in exports. The issue is imports have grown even more, even with these port issues. And so it's remarkable what the American farmer has done and will continue to do.
Just this morning, there was a story. We're recording this on Tuesday, by the way. So if you're like, what happened between Wednesday and Thanksgiving? And I'm not on tryptophan. But there was a story Tuesday morning about maybe the American consumer has actually been buying local and been buying at places. Last Friday, I think it was after we taped Market, both I think Target and Walmart said, we're going to be fine. We've got everything we need. Mm-hmm. Has the American consumer saved Christmas for the retailers?
Absolutely, and we're to a large degree. Now, in other words, the idea that you can. My daughter is always telling me, "Well, I ordered it yesterday and I got it today on FedEx or whatever." Not anymore. The idea that you can do that and depend on it. So you're going to have more in-store shopping, of course, relative to last year when we had the pandemic and we're social distancing. But what are you going to do about? Think about this. All Black Friday and social distancing. Those two don't go together. I try to avoid shopping on Black Friday. But nonetheless, we're seeing buying local. And I think that the message needs to go out, I think, especially for this part of the country, is when your local merchant provides you with a competitive price and good service, buy local. The spillovers are so much more significant and so much better for all of us that's what we do.
Do you think, and I said it jokingly before about your freezer, if it was full of, we have a tendency in this country when we hear just a whisper of something to stock right. up on everything.
That's right, yes.
Has that been part of this problem, this hoarding mentality?
You know, Paul, you ask that question. We do another survey of manufacturing supply managers. We ask them about hoarding. 30% of them said the reason some of the supply chain disruptions are because of hoarding. In other words, building your inventories up in order just to protect yourself against these issues. So there is some hoarding going on in, among retailers as well and among manufacturers. And in terms of the farmer, you're talking about DeRosa happened. With that knocked out in Iowa, knocked out a lot of storage facilities. Now, Chris would tell you more, obviously, more about that than I could ever tell you.
And then it's the just-in-time mentality. You talk about your daughter. Yeah. We want things now, and we may have to wait a week or two or 9 weeks, 9 months or whatever it is. Yeah. We're impatient as Americans.
Absolutely. 9 months. Are you kidding?
We didn't make that furniture purchase. But so the derecho, that was really the story changer in commodities. Has that been the biggest story that's led us to this issue? And then we had a dry West and a dry Canada and some rain here in the East. And that just all contributed to the death by 1,000 paper cuts on Y grains of rye?
We still have the second biggest crop. You know, it was a very, very big crop. So, yeah, we had some issues. And I think that was the last thing. And we could talk about markets if you want to go deep that deep. But actually, old crop corn and old crop beans, since the June, July highs, the 8-year highs, they've been trending lower, right? The only thing that's been trending higher has been 22 beans and 22 corn. 22 beans, not so much, but certainly 22 corn has been going higher. So, and I think that moving ahead, I think a lot of people got, we're going to have a tighter supply. I think we thought we had a much tighter supply than we actually did. The last two USDA reports, we have a plentiful supply. We don't have an overabundance. We don't have a billion bushel carryout of beans like we started last year with. That was a big hangover. The other thing we haven't seen, too, and I think I got to worry about if I'm a producer, is China has pretty much folded their hands when it comes to soybeans. Now, they were super aggressive last year. Their rate right this year, I think they're one-third less than what they were at this point last year. So people were concerned. But I always say this is, it seems to me like they front-loaded a lot of their bean purchases last year. So we'll see, because at the end of the day, if you're growing soybeans, you got to look at 2022. You've got 1,250 beans out there. The risk is, I think, for 22 corn and beans is, the inputs cost a lot more to put a corn crop in with the anhydrous. People say, you know what, I'm not going to plant the corn, I'm going to plant the beans. If you have everybody switch to beans, and I've heard every estimate out there from 5 million acres to 10 million acres might switch, then all of a sudden you got a lot more beans. Yeah. So if you're going to be planting beans, your risk is that everybody plants beans, and 1,250 beans now at harvest are, you know, at $10.
I say, it seems really good if you can get the 1,250.
Yep.
Chris kind of answered Phil's question a little bit, but let's just get it up there for sure. Phil in Dresden, Ontario. Brazil is set to produce 144 million metric tons of soybeans this crop year, which obviously will affect what soybean prices will do. Is there an end to Brazil's ever-expanding soybean acreage?
Well, if you're in South America and you just saw prices at 8-year highs up here, no wonder they're going to plant from fence post to fence post. I mean, that's that. The cure for high prices is high prices. This is exactly what happens. So, you know, we saw this back in 2012 when we had a big spike up in prices, and that's what the markets do. They'll address it. Now, if there's no problems with the weather in South America, if they have an uneventful year, if they have a Garden of Eden type of growing season, they're going to have that supplies there. And I think that's what China's doing. China's like, all right, let's see what we have to deal with. They know they can always come back to the U.S., but I think that's your risk. So, yes, sir, I would say that that's a concern. They certainly harvest more beans than North America at this point. So that's a big risk. And again, that comes back to what I just said. 1,250 beans, don't let them turn into $10 beans.
Get something on the books.
Yeah, get something on the books. You have to hedge.
All right, Eric in Custer, Ohio, had two questions. I'm going to use the second one here first. With higher fertilizer prices, does corn have to fight beans for acreage at the start of next year?
It's already happened. It's already happening, and if you can, you can see it in the charts. Today's Tuesday, right? But we had a new contract high at D's 22 corn around 560. Everybody's looking to see, when are we going to get to $6? $6, a big psychological level. And that may be what's going to happen this year. And we really won't know, like we did till this year. We have to wait till that March planting report, right? That's what we spiked our lows this year and took off. That's going to be a huge report. The two reports I'd be worried about are the January final production reports. That's always a big one. And they're not bad if they go up, right? They're bad if they go down. That's the risk. And then the other one you'd have to worry about would be that March planting, the acres report. That's going to determine a lot of what happens in 2022. So you're getting a gift here at the beginning of the year. It's a great way to be starting the year out, to be at 560 corn and 1250 beans. It's a much better place to be than if we were at, you know, 450 corn and $10 beans.
All right, one question for you each here to wrap up. Dr. Goss, 2022, what's the biggest story economically that we're going to see?
I think higher interest rates and remaining inflation and government spending, government's putting pedal to the metal, so to speak, and the Fed's pulling back on some of their stimulus, but the federal government is increasing their stimulus through the Make Back Better program and the infrastructure bill that was just passed. In addition to the normal spending that we're seeing, we're talking about European-style government spending, and that's what we're going to see next year. It will be a big story, and Americans are not Europeans.
I'll let that one go. Chris, what do you think is the biggest story in agriculture or the economy in 22?
I would say probably interest rates. It's going to affect your borrowing rate. And if you've got your eye on property or land that you want to buy, these may be the low point for interest rates for a while. You know, I'm not saying we're going to go extremely higher, but if the writing's on the wall, interest rates are going higher. If you can do something about it now, I think you try and lock it in now if you can.
All right. Chris Robinson, good to see you. Thanks for participating in these wild adventures we do on the Thanksgiving holiday. Appreciate it. Ernie Goss, good to see you.
Good to see you. Both of you.
Nice to meet you.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Thanksgiving, all of them. Let's celebrate them all. We have the poinsettias already from DMAC.
That threw me off, the poinsettias.
It's already after Thanksgiving. We're celebrating now. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Next week, we are going to look at shaking up a niche market, just like we shook up this show this week. We're going to talk about a fresh local supply, and Mark Gold will be in to analyze the markets. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.